Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a beautiful June day, Monday, June 1st, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's always a joy to prepare these messages, and we hope that today's message will be a perspective that will bring you encouragement. It's titled, Peace Be With You, and it's based upon a text in John 20, verse 19.
So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you.
We have a full screen door opening to the outside of our home office, which was formerly a single stall garage and then remodeled into my mother's room 3 years prior to her death in 2005. It gives us a natural view of the outside world and provides a breezy ventilation inside on this beautiful first day of June. Our pets like to watch the squirrels and birds eating the birdseed outside. In fact, if you go to the site today, we have a photo taken this morning of them looking out together the screen door. Well, the birds and squirrels apparently realize they're not threatened by our inside pets, and likewise, Roxy and Dottie have learned that although they can see out of the screen, they're unable to go through it. Well, that's a lesson I learned the hard way just after it was installed in 2002. In fact, the Contra's still here working and had just installed the door several hours earlier. I admired how the mesh on the screen was so finely weaved that you could hardly see the screen door at all. Well, sometime later, I absentmindedly walked right through it. Stumbled a bit, kept my feet though, but I completely destroyed that brand new screen door. Well, we sure had a good laugh at my expense, and it brings a laugh to this day. Incidentally, it was an expense both pride and financially, since it was my duty, of course, to pay for the replacement door. Well, I experienced at that time what I surely at nearly 50 years of age already knew, that you just can't walk through a door.
That is, in the natural sense, you can't walk through a door. Today's text records a supernatural appearance of Jesus following his resurrection. The disciples were gathered and were surely discussing the events of the last several days, and specifically the reports of the resurrection. But fear and anxiety gripped their hearts, and the doors were shut, possibly bolted, in fear of the Jews. I wonder what kind of doors and locks they had back then. We know for certain it wasn't a screen door. Their doors were surely designed to give those within the house some measure of security.
Well, suddenly, without warning, there in the disciples' presence, Jesus appeared and stood in their midst. Perhaps Jesus considered that a knock on the door would have sent them into panic and wanted only to bring them reassurance and peace. And that was the simple but greatly needed message that Jesus did convey. Peace be with you.
When things seem a bit out of our control, we can easily give way to panic and fear as the disciples did. 30-some years earlier, God had sent down angelic messengers to Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, also to Joseph, Mary, and to the shepherds in the field. Each one of them heard the same message from the angels, be not afraid. God had a plan unfolding, and it involved each one of them. He wanted their hearts to find peace in the midst of unordinary circumstances, and he wanted them to have faith regarding the unseen future. The host of angels also had to counter the message of fear with these words, peace, goodwill toward men.
But this time angels would not do the bidding, for Jesus himself needed to convey their message of peace, verbally and physically. They needed to hear his calming words that brought peace to their troubled hearts. They needed to see and touch the scars from his crucifixion, wounds to settle in their hearts once and for all that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Several miracles took place on this first day of the week. The heavy stone was rolled away. Jesus was no longer in the grave. He appeared through closed doors to the disciples. 3 days earlier, the nails driven in Jesus' hands and feet, the spear in his side, had caused great grief and sorrow. But on this miraculous day, the scars from those wound sites caused them to be overjoyed. Jesus had turned their fears into joys, their insecurities into reassurance.
Jesus conveys the same message to his followers today as he did to his disciples on the first day of the week following his resurrection. Peace be with you. He continues to work miracles in our lives. What is impossible for man is not impossible with God. For with God, nothing is impossible.
Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the peace you give us. We are besieged by the troubles of this world and can easily be overwhelmed by the daily cares of life. Yet we take heart and have enduring hope because you have overcome this world and you enable us to overcome this world as well. Help us not to look for the solutions to our problems in the natural sense, but in the supernatural, because you are a miracle worker who answers our prayers through your miraculous power. Thank you for all that you do on our behalf. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And please pardon me today. I'm dealing with some allergy-type conditions, actually much worse earlier in the day. Perhaps there's some type of pollination taking place outside. Well, we are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our site is dailyencouragement.net, where we post these messages in a text form each weekday morning, along with photos and additional resource links. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, June 1st, 2009. We do have a photo of our pets looking out just this morning, as I mentioned, as well as some activities from our weekend and our experiences that we feel would bless our readers and listeners. We also have several posted songs today, and I don't even know where to begin. I just enjoy that part of the work as Brooksine's working on editing the message after I do the initial writing. I often look for supplemental music, but one song I especially want to call attention to today that I have found a nice video of is The Comforter Has Come, an old hymn written in 1890, or copyrighted in 1890, by a songwriter by the name of Frank Botta, B-O-T-T-O-M-E. And in that song, I believe is one of the great expressions of hymnody. This line, O boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a child of hell, should in his image shine. The Comforter has come. Well, may God bless you, each one of you, as you allow the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit to speak his peace into your hearts today.